Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We'll get to all of it coming up this hour, but
Shohei
right now,
Ohtani.
Right now, it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. So it's too late. Whatever candy you're handing out is in your bucket for good or for bad, but I'm here to give you the five candies you should be prepared to have your house egged if giving out. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Loose Starburst. Either get the regular packs, the two packs, or you're screwed if you're handing out the singular little Starburst.
I still don't understand what a Starburst is supposed to be. Is it a sucking candy? Is it something you chew? I never understood it, even growing up.
Well, that's the beauty of it. You pick your flavor. Like, if you just want to chill with it, you suck on it. If you're hungry and you kind of want some quick sugar, you chomp it up and swallow it.
So it's an either or?
Yeah, yes. It's a choose your own ending. It's a choose your own ending. Somebody just walked in dressed as the Phillies Karen. I have no idea. Okay, next. Here we go.
Number four.
That's a creative costume. The Philly Karen?
Yes. Number four. Mounds. Mounds. Mounds is number four.
Mounds.
What is
that? I forgot about Mounds.
What is that? Coconut and chocolate? I don't care if you're a 60-year-old man. Kids don't want that.
I don't even remember that. I don't remember what it tastes like anymore. But I know it's not good.
You don't remember. Try being a 9-year-old who gets that. House egged. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Almond Joy. Newsflash, kids don't like almonds.
Yeah, I'm with you so far on all these. Yeah. Almond Joy sucks. Mouse sucks. Keep going.
It's an adult candy for sure.
Exactly. Here we go.
Number two.
Hershey's Kisses. Listen, Hershey's Kisses is good, but that's a Christmas candy. You get that little kiss. Kids are going to feel like, what is this little thing? I'm getting robbed, but this is what I get in my Christmas
time. Oh, I see, because of the size.
Yeah, the size. You're getting egged.
Well, you're not giving one kiss. You're giving like 30 kisses. You're giving a handful of kisses.
No, you're not giving 30 kisses. No, you're not.
Well,
no,
you go a handful.
Well, it's kind of like the solo Starburst, Evan. Kids are going to grab, or you're going to grab, and you might only get one kiss.
Yeah, but you're not only getting one kiss. I mean, if you're handing out like a bucket of kisses and it's all kisses and you put it out there and the kids use their little tiny hands to grab the kisses,
but
they're even going to get five or six.
Who just does a bucket of kisses?
Or maybe six or seven.
Oh, God. All right, last but not least.
Number one.
Women named Ethel and Betty, I'm sorry. I hope you won't know somebody with a power washer for tomorrow because Werther's Originals. If you're handing out Werther's Originals, you're screwed, and the eggs are getting hit on your house tonight, big time.
But I feel like that's not a Halloween candy. That's a candy that people just want to keep in their house.
Man, I could just tell you, I don't know
where
they got it.
And it's like a desperation candy.
A desperation Eve! My kids each came home with one Werther's Original from what house last year, but that's a bad job. Please.
I'm just so happy you didn't besmirch the name Kit Kat, because I do remember at some point on a Cinco de Fivo, you talked about how Kit Kats are terrible, and I have never gotten over that. Like, every time I see a Kit Kat, I actually think of you. That's how much it annoys me.
I want to make one thing clear, Evan. I don't like Kit Kats. I don't. But this list is not about me. This list is about the kids, what the kids don't like. I know kids like Kit Kats. I don't like Kit Kats. I'm handing out Kit Kats today, so I can't put that on the list if I think I'm going to get egged. That's all.
By the way, guys, speaking of candy, Evan, I know you're big on show anniversaries.
Yes.
It is the one-year anniversary since Evan Roberts said this on the radio.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
we got to honor that. I don't know what you and the missus are doing on Halloween. That's your business, but it's the one-year anniversary of that.
And that is one of my favorite candies, the Reese's Pieces Butter. I can't even say it anymore. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Uh-huh. In fact, when you go to, what's that place called with the candy and the chocolate and the rides? What is that place called?
Hershey Park.
Hershey Park, which I took my kids to in early September. You get to build your own Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Stick that Reese's Penis Butter Cup. And you can stuff this cup with anything you want. Like, you could put more peanut butter in there, chocolate syrup. You could put sprinkles. You could put M&Ms. You could put whatever you want inside these giant cups. And we still have them. They're still in the Roberts household. Spence has still not finished his giant Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Huh. What would you put in your Reese's peanut butter cup, Evan?
I mean, just more peanut butter. Like, peanut butter is the... Dude, and this is why I need to lose some weight, because me doing this last night disgusts me even repeating it. There's a little chocolate ice cream bar with the vanilla and the chocolate around it, like a sandwich, whatever they call that again.
An ice cream sandwich?
Yeah. Ice cream sandwich, all right? So I take it out, and I just slather peanut butter on it like it's going out of style.
Really?
And it was so... Evan,
I know you just said you want to lose weight. Can I give you another good peanut butter tip if you really want to be fat during the World Series? You got Oreos in the house?
Probably not, but I can get some. Why?
Oreos, little butter knife, peanut butter smeared on every Oreo you eat as you go.
Well, that's because you could put peanut butter on everything. That's what makes it so good.
Well, especially with chocolate. Chocolate and peanut butter goes fantastic to eat.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
So whatever that other flavor is, whether it's the Oreo filling or ice cream, it's going to still be good.
Yeah. No question.
Well, now, it's like having sex.
You mentioned the World Series. So a few days ago, I brought up a theory to Tiki. Not even a theory, an idea of, hey, if this World Series could go seven, we could be set up for an epic baseball moment where Shohei Ohtani gets used out of the bullpen. And we had a whole discussion on the rules because they obviously changed the DH rule for Ohtani so he can start a game. And then even when he leaves the game as a pitcher, he remains in at DH. And I surmised that doesn't work when you come out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And after a discourse on it, we did confirm that once you move from DH to pitcher, the DH is gone. So if Ohtani closes out the game, great. It's an epic moment in baseball history. But if he doesn't, if for whatever reason they use him early or he blows a game and now it's the 10th or 11th inning and you don't want to lose Ohtani's bat, he would have to go to the field. And we had a nice discussion about it. It's gotten to Dave Roberts. I'm so happy. I was watching his... Yes!
We asked this on Monday or Tuesday?
It was early in the week.
I know.
And you'll hear the reporter who asked it was a Japanese reporter, which I appreciated. So it wasn't even one of our American reporters. It was a Japanese reporter saying, hey, because Dave Roberts talked about Ohtani pitching. Like, that was mentioned throughout this press conference. Yeah, it's 3 days rest. We'll see. All hands on deck. He made it clear I have to talk to him, which is always the case when using a pitcher on short rest. I got to talk to him. I got to see how he's feeling. So finally, after 10 minutes of a Dave Roberts press conference, I listened to it so you guys don't have to. Okay, that's why I listened to it. So we could just cut through the crap. Here is the question and the answer about Ohtani possibly playing the field in a potential Game 7.
Using him as a reliever, the risk is you might lose the DH spot. So I'm just curious. Have you ever talked to Shohei about playing actually outfield potentially?
Yeah, we'll talk about everything. So whatever kind of we'll kind of talk through whatever is the best. So like I said before, if we get to that point, we'll see. But he's not going to play the outfield tomorrow. I do know that.
Now,
if we get to Game 7, we'll have a good discussion about everything.
So tomorrow is today. So he's saying Game 6, we're going to rule that out. Yes. I understand that. But in a Game 7, Dave Roberts has put it on the table.
So is
that
he,
it can happen.
So when he says play the outfield,
yes,
he would play the outfield so that he can come in as the pitcher and not lose the DH?
Well, so that, by the way, that is a possibility. I wasn't even thinking of that.
Right.
I take it under the lines of he is the designated hitter, okay? And then whenever you want to insert him as a pitcher, you insert him. And he's the DH pitcher, right?
Right.
Because he's pitching, so his spot in the lineup is where it is. If he has to come out of the game and you don't want to take him out of the game, he could simply move to an outfield position. Probably, let's say, left field with Kiki Hernandez moving to center field. And then the pitcher's spot would still be forced to hit, but luckily you're not losing Ohtani. You're instead taking out, you know, Miguel Rojas or Tommy Edman or whoever you're taking out of the game.
Yeah.
So that's how I interpret it, because I don't think you want Ohtani playing nine innings in the field. He has not played the field since 2021.
He doesn't do it consistently ever.
So it's more, hey, if I use him as a pitcher, because I do want to use him as a pitcher, and for whatever reason, maybe I went to him earlier than I thought. Maybe I went to him in, let's say, the sixth or seventh inning, then Ohtani would have to play the field to keep his bat in the lineup. And I appreciate that reporter. I don't know his name, because no other reporter asked the question, and he was so specific. It's like he listens to Evan and Tiki.
Yeah, maybe he does.
I think he does.
Maybe he got the feed, because anytime anybody talks about Shohei Ohtani, the feed goes to Japan.
That's right. And I think he's like, you know what? I got to get Dave Roberts to finally answer this. Now,
100%. That's a great question that Evan and Tiki brought up.
That's right. Now, I want to give credit to a caller, because if you recall, while we were talking about this, a caller called up and said, hey, I got an idea. Why not just use him as an opener? If you use him as an opener, you can follow the same Ohtani rule by allowing him to stay in the game as designated hitter.
Yes.
Well, guess what?
He was asked about that, too.
A reporter listening to Evan and Tiki and our loyal callers heard the question. Would you like to hear Dave Roberts' answer to that?
Yes, let's.
Ladies and gentlemen, a loyal listener to Evan and Tiki. The question and answer from Dave Roberts.
Would you consider using him as an opener instead of in relief?
I think we'd consider everything. And it's more of just kind of doing whatever we can, Sonia, to get through tomorrow and then pick up the pieces and then see what's the best way to attack a potential game seven. So everything should be on the table and will be for sure.
So the funny thing is Dave really gave us no answer other than everything's on the table. We'll see. But I'm very mixed right now because, Teak, I want the Blue Jays to win the World Series. I'm just a hater of the Dodgers. But I really want Game 7 of the World Series. We haven't had it in a while. It could create this epic moment of Ohtani coming into pitch. So I really don't know what to do with myself tonight in terms of watching this game. What am I supposed to root for?
You're supposed to root for a Game 7. So the Dodgers win, and then you get all the Ohtani scenarios that you want.
But I risk the Dodgers winning the World Series. Well, that's the problem.
That's the risk. Just have faith in the Blue Jays. For no reason.
Yeah, I don't, though. That's kind of... I guess I could look at it as it's a win-win, right? Yeah. If the Blue Jays win, great. They win the World Series. The devil is dead. If they lose, we all get the magic of a winner-take-all Game 7 of the World Series, which I don't know if the audience agrees. I don't know if you guys agree. That's a cancel-your-plans kind of sporting event.
Nice.
Like, so I heard Licata say earlier today, I hope it ends tonight. I got plans on Saturday night. I'm thinking, Sally boy. Sal's a great baseball fan. You cancel those freaking plans for Game 7 of the World Series. It's Game 7 of the World Series! I won't even DVR it. I'm going straight up live for a Game 7 of the World Series.
Now you'll fall asleep in the 8th and then DVR on the 8th.
That's not that, true.
I'd actually argue most baseball fans are rooting for a Game 7. How many people have, like, Halloween party plans tonight? They'd rather it be tomorrow night and get the whole... There's probably people going to miss the game tonight because of Halloween.
And I understand missing the game tonight because, like, it's still...
Well, no,
it's
game Halloween six. Will be over. Most of the kids will be done. By the way, I'm watching the kids on my front doorstep take the candy. And most of them are just taking one or two pieces.
Wow.
And then going back to their mom and dad.
Well behaved.
This one kid came back for a second, one or two pieces, but... So he probably end up with six or seven pieces, but
that's a pig move.
I do think, though, that there are adults who are having Halloween parties, to Sean's point.
That's definitely happening. The kids just happen to be there.
I think for a game six, it is what it is. Like, it's a World Series game, fine. I think game sevens, that's a Super Bowl. I mean, that to me is like, well, it's winner take all for a world championship. That's an event you don't miss. I was looking through my scorebook history. I have scored every game seven in my adult lifetime because it's an event. And I don't score every game. I don't score every postseason game. But when you get to a game seven, it's like, let's go, baby.
Yeah. The problem is Oklahoma, Tennessee, is on. It's 7:30 tomorrow night.
It's like the only good game tomorrow, too.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Utah. Those are two top 25 teams. But it's like a big, there's a couple of big games on.
Yeah, but the Game 7 of the World Series will outrate those. Because they'll get about $18 million for Game 7 of the World Series.
You're right.
And they probably should get more. I mean, Game 7 of the World Series featuring the Dodgers, you would think should get like a huge, huge number. But it won't. It won't like get a Super Bowl number, but it should get a massive, massive number. But I say, you know, I appreciate you telling me I should root for the Dodgers, but I don't know if I could do that. I think when I sit down tonight with my scorebook, I think I'm going to root for the Blue Jays.
How about you don't root for it? Yeah. Don't root for anybody. Just root for good baseball.
Yeah.
Nah, it's very tough to do that, Sean.
No, it's not. I promise you. If you just sit down and enjoy the game, you don't have to have a rooting interest.
Very tough to do that. Let's go to Vito in Franklin Square. What's up, Vito?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Two questions. One for Evan, one for Tiki. Tiki, you think Cam could come back to the stud that he is now?
I do, actually, because he's crazy and he plays crazy. And I think the injury, as long as he's healthy, it won't affect his mentality.
I cut him off only because I think that, you know, it's a pig move to ask for two questions. Mm-hmm. Like, we only have time for one right now.
Is this like candy?
You do that by just asking two at a time.
Exactly. No, I joke around. I feel like I have failed by not getting to enough calls today, so I'm going to quickly move on to another call so we can get to more people who have waited. So I do apologize, Vito. Leslie is calling from New Jersey. What's up, Leslie? Hey, Leslie.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hello. Yes, we can hear you. What's going on, Leslie?
You did have me on hold for very long, but that's okay. my thing is about Dable. I just don't get, like, how some people think he could still be, like, coaching. He's horrible. First of all, his record is horrible. And has anybody noticed he makes the same mistakes every game, going for the two-point conversions when we don't need to? That's cost us at least two games this year. It's like clock management, the whole thing with the kickers.
Mm-hmm. Well, the kickers aren't necessarily his fault.
And I think the two-point conversions are related to the kickers, but Leslie's best point, and it's a good one, and it's very tough to argue, is 5-20.
Yeah.
That is the Giants' record under Brian Daboll in their last 25 games, and that's a very difficult thing to argue.
Winning matters.
Winning is pretty big. It's pretty important, and there hasn't been enough of it. Ron in Jersey City. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. I heard you talk about you only got a little bit of time. So I got two things, and I'm going to say it real quick. Evan, the seats that you and Sean are sitting at, I've sat in those type of seats before, and Sean, those seats are beautiful with the first row, even if it's in the fifth row.
Thank you.
Tiki.
Thank you, Ron.
The 49ers and the Giants, when they're both good in the NFC, that's when the NFL is really good, because I know you've played in some really good games against the 49ers, especially that playoff game in San Francisco where we blew that lead.
Why you got to bring that
against,
up?
Because that made me so mad, I wanted to kill everybody. So I just wanted to say, when 49ers and the Giants are good, that's
historically, you're 100% right. It's West Coast iconic team versus an East Coast iconic team. And we haven't been consistent enough, Giants, to make that a reality.
We don't
play as much as we used to because we're not in the postseason together, but he's right.
Well, I do want to help you out about one thing, okay? If I was making a Cinco de Evo and I was rating, in fact, the more I think about it, Sean should have done this instead of his dopey candy bit, and I was ranking the greatest, or not even greatest, most memorable Giants 49ers encounters. And the reason I say most memorable is we do need to include bad. Like, bad should not be ignored. Yeah. To your credit, Tiki, that game, which I understand it should live in your soul forever.
Right.
I wouldn't put personal, that one or two.
But it's definitely not one or two.
It's not, because A, you've got the three-peat game in which the New York Giants went to San Francisco and knocked off the two-time defending Super Bowl champion San Francisco 49ers in the 1990 NFC Championship game to go to the Super Bowl and eventually win. And if you're too young for that, which I raise my hand, I was too young for that, though I rewatched the game a few years ago, and that was something. Right. You got the 2011 NFC Championship game in which the Giants won in overtime. So luckily, if you're thinking Giants Niners, while I'm not dismissing that playoff game will be a part of your memory, it's not number one and it's not number two.
I agree.
Cinco de Evo on Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
That should have been the Cinco, Sean. The five most memorable Giant Niner games.
Well, forgive me if the 2-6 Giants didn't exactly ignite me to do a Giant Niner rivalry Cinco Halloween, please.
All right, well, listen.
Yeah. By the way, I do love that. Those are the top three, though, and now I'm trying to think of four and five in my head, and I can't.
Well, there would be before our time, so you'd have to go back and look into the mid-80s, obviously, and there are other candidates. But for me, at least personally, those three are the ones that jump out at me, and I think the good outweighs the bad, because you're talking about two different championship games Super Bowl years that were absolute classics. And by the way, all on the road. Those two games I'm talking about were all in San Francisco.
Quick, what kind of football fan are you? Who forced the fumble on Kyle Williams in overtime?
I was going to say Kyle Williams, because I thought you were going to ask who
who forced the fumble.
I don't know. Who was it?
Jaquan Williams. What kind of football fan are you? Come on, let's go.
Jaquan Williams. That's a look at that. Very good.
Good pull there, Sean. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I think the Evan and Tiki player to watch is very straightforward and very easy. And to me, there is only one player to watch, and it is sponsored by Dr. Jay Schott, Samuel Pain Management, by ELEC 825 Building Our Future, and JAG Physical Therapy, Get Back the Life You Love. And that clearly is Dexter Lawrence, because this is the game in which all eyes, I mean, Dexter is a big time player anyway, and I think your eyes are on him anyway. But after all the attention this week, from what Carl said to Dexter's response to the defensive line coach to the discourse on Sports Talk Radio about Dexter Lawrence, I think there's no doubt that more eyes are going to be on him. More people will say to their friends, hey, is that a double team? Mm. Hey, is that backup center respecting Dexter Lawrence? So I think, fair or not, all eyes on Dexter Lawrence going into Sunday's game against the San
Francisco
49ers.
It's a good point. If he hadn't responded to Carl and just said, whatever, I'm going to keep playing my game, and it would have died and it was a one-day story, probably not so. People would still watch the game as they normally do. But because this has been a five-day story, now Dexter Lawrence is going to be talked about on the broadcast, right? It's you get clips as you're preparing for these games, and in those clips, you're going to see at least three stories about the Dexter Lawrence Carl Banks controversy. So therefore, it is going to be talked about in the game. That's how it works, because it's what the public, at least the local public, is interested in as it pertains to this Giants team.
And what CBS needs to do, I'm going to give him some production advice, is if Sexy Dexy gets a big sack in this game, after he does his dance, you got to put the camera right on Carl Banks' face. Got to do it.
Yeah.
Now, Carl is just going to he's going to call the game, and he's rooting for Dexter Lawrence. It's not like he's going to feel like a loser. He's going to feel like, yeah, I motivated his ass. You're damn right. But they got to add that quality. They got to find him in the booth.
Well,
are you in the same booth, Teak?
We are in the same booth.
So you may get TV time too?
No, I won't be there. I'll be walking around.
Oh, okay. You want to come up to the
I go say hi to people.
You want to come up to the 300s and sit with me and Sean?
No, not particularly. Cuz I won't be able to leave.
That is true. You will be mobbed if you go up there. And then the real reason Tiki wouldn't want to leave is he'll fall in love with the seats and never want to leave. Let's make some NFL picks. We do that every Friday right around this time. And, of course, our football picks are presented by the Cash App. Last night, I got a victory by picking the Ravens. Tiki Barber got a victory by picking the Ravens. And both Tommy and Sean took L's. They took the Dolphins, getting 7.5. So as we begin the weekend portion of Week 9, here are the standings, and they're very tight. Tiki Barber, first place, 24-21. Tommy Lugauer, 22-23. That's two games back. Sean Morash, 21-24. That's three games back. And I am 20-24, 3.5 games back. So it is as tight as I've ever remembered our NFL picks. And if you don't mind, can I go first? Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Game number one. I saw the Cincinnati Bengals. I watched the Cincinnati Bengals. They stink, and I don't care who the quarterback is. Their defense can't stop a nosebleed. And so the Chicago Bears were gaining momentum until they ran into the Ravens last week. I think they're going to get that momentum back. They are laying 2.5 points against Cincinnati. I think they will cover the number easily. I think the Bengals continue to fall apart, and I think the Bears get it right back on track in game number one. Give me Chicago laying the 2.5 against the Bengals. Game number two, and this is not a rule for you guys to follow, but I believe it's important that I pick the Bill Chief game. It is the game of the weekend. It may be the game of the year. And even if I don't have a strong gut feeling on it, isn't that the game everyone's going to be watching? So here's my feeling on Chiefs Bills. This is like a tradition. The tradition is the Buffalo Bills tease their stupid fans into believing we can beat the Chiefs because they beat them in a somewhat meaningless regular season encounter. Then they play in January, and we all know what happens. The right. Big boy steps up. So my gut feeling, despite their recent play not leading me to believe this, is that the Bills are going to tease their sucker fans again. Like, it is all set up for the Bills getting 2 points against Kansas City to win this game outright, and have Bill fans thinking, this is our year. It's not your year in all likelihood. It will probably never be your year. And so for the fifth straight time, because believe it or not, I think it is four in a row, the Chiefs will beat the Bills in a regular season game. And then once we get to January, something different will happen. So give me the Bills getting the two against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now let's get to the local main event. That is the game Sean and I will be attending in Section 312 tomorrow afternoon or Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. I've given this one a lot of thought because I've watched some Niner tape. I've studied what's happened to this Niner team. And obviously I've watched every Giant game with all of you. The Giants are going to kill them. I honestly think, I think this is going to be a party. I think that for a variety of reasons. I'll give you an emotional reason. I'm going with Sean. And my intent was to capture him vulnerable, was to capture him on tape cursing out his own players or saying something angry. I'm going to get the opposite. I'm going to get obnoxious. We're going to the Super Bowl. This is amazing. Sean Morash. I'm going to sit next to him, and Sexy Dexy is going to knock Mac Jones into another country. Jackson Dart's going to run for 3 touchdowns. He'll throw for 2 more. And the Giants are just going to dance all over Robert Saleh and the San Francisco 49ers. I kind of see it happening. So obviously I'm getting 2.5 points. Why not? Give me the Giants getting the 2.5 against the Niners. And I think the final score will be 35-13. That's right. 5 Giant touchdowns, all on offense. They win this game 35-13. And the game is sealed late third quarter on a strip sack fumble recovery by Dexter Lawrence. Jeez. Those are my picks. Tiki Barber, take it away.
Wow, that was detailed about the Giants. Let's hope it happens. This week was the week of the blowout. It were a ton of massive wins over, and not talking about the spread, just on the money line. It was guys getting blown out of the water. There are a lot of big numbers this week, and the first one to me is easy. Obviously, I cannot pick the Giants game, so I'm picking 3 other random games. The LA Chargers are traveling across the country. Daunting, right? Not when you're playing the Tennessee Titans. So they're laying 10.5. The Titans are just struggling right now. And you see it each and every week. Eventually, maybe they figure it out. But I don't think it's this week against a Jesse Minter defense, which has been one of the best in football. And Justin Herbert has all kinds of weapons to throw to, including Oronde Gadsden Jr., who is their rookie tight end, who's been phenomenal over the last couple of games. I like the Chargers to lay it down heavy on the Titans, laying 10.5. Give me the Chargers. The New England Patriots, Evan's newest ire in the East, thought that they were gone and it was going to be just the Bills you had to worry about. Well, Drake May has been phenomenal so far this season. We've talked about him multiple times already. And while we tend to think they don't have a lot of receivers, Butte's actually been pretty good. But so has Stephon Diggs. We almost forget that he's on that squad. I like the New England Patriots laying 5.5, hosting the Falcons, who have a quarterback problem. I'm a big fan of Raheem Morris. I wish him, I hope he has great success. But they can't get out of their own way right now. And if Kirk Cousins is their starting quarterback, it's going to be ugly sledding for them. So give me the Patriots laying 5.5, hosting the Atlanta Falcons. And then lastly, this is another no-brainer, especially if Bryce Young is not healthy, and I don't think he is. The Packers are hosting the Carolina Panthers out in Green Bay. It's a big number, 12.5, but I think this is easily a 2-touchdown game. There's so many weapons for the Packers, and obviously their defense has gotten significantly better this year than it was in previous. So I like the Packers laying 12.5 against the lowly Panthers, despite them being 4-4. I think it's a big smokescreen for the Panthers. Give me the Packers laying 12.5.
3 favorites for Tiki. Tommy Lugauer, all right, take it away.
Game number one for me, I'm laying the 8.5 with Detroit at home. I think this is a smash job situation with the Lions. They always do well at home. Minnesota's a team that's trending down. J.J. McCarthy coming back from this injury on the road where the Lions always play well. I think they run the score up on them. I don't think it's close. I'll lay the 8.5. They win comfortably. That's game number one. Game number two for me is, and I normally don't like doing this, but I'm going to take a road favorite. And I've been wanting to pick this team all year, but for some reason I haven't, even though I'm very high on them, and that's the Colts. I'm going to lay the 3 in Pittsburgh against another team that's trending the other way. Look, it's time to realize that the Colts are this year's Vikings. I think they'll lose like 2-3 games all year. We'll see about the playoffs, but they're a wagon right now. Give me the Colts laying 3, game number 2. And the main event. And Evan laid it out for everybody in the audience, but I'll take it a step further. Evan is the real-life Andy in Toy Story. And he's taking his Buzz Lightyear to the game on Sunday so that he could videotape him. You know, it's his action figure. And he could tape him and, you know, put out clips. Which I guess if Sean is Buzz Lightyear, I'm Woody, because I didn't even get asked to go to this. So I got chucked aside, like, you know, yesterday's news. Don't even get an invite, even though I've been.
I take you to Knicks games.
Even though I've been the more loyal toy to him, I'm, you know.
You're my Knicks toy. He's my Giants toy.
I'm still a Giant fan. I didn't even get invited. But the life lessons that Woody learned in Toy Story 1 is what I'll have to learn here, and that is karma. And Evan is going to get a piece of karma here because he's not going to get Sean cursing out Brian Dable or cursing out Joe Shane. He's going to get a very excited Sean because Jackson Dart is going to have the 49ers reaching for the sky. Give me the 2.5. Giants win outright. That's game number 3. Give me the Lions minus 8.5. Give me the Colts minus 3. And give me the Giants plus 2.5.
Sean Morash, my real life Buzz Lightyear.
Well, let's go to infinity and beyond here, fellas. I cannot gain one game on Tiki because I'm in lockstep. How the hell are the Falcons stopping the Patriots at home in this game? I know Ramondre Stevenson been ruled out. This smells like Travion Henderson's coming out party in the NFL where he will score a couple touchdowns and that Patriot defense is going to be smothering. Only 5.5. I will lay it here with New England, game number 1. Game number 2, this is our gut feeling game. None of you guys picked this one to me, but... Man, the Denver Broncos have been riding so high the last couple weeks, but also feels like they've been playing with fire a little bit. That Texan defense is pretty freaking good, and they've been good all year long. There's no Patrick Surtain in this game, and I think the Broncos secondary get exposed a little bit. And you look at this line, if you're not paying attention, and you go, the Texans are favored by 1.5? Well, aren't the Broncos like one of the best teams? Texans down? Give me the Texans at home laying the 1.5 in game number 2. Game number 3... As Buzz Lightyear heads to this game here with Evan Roberts and squints his eyes so he can see everything going down on the field as I'll be watching the game from mile high. Here's the deal. I think Jackson Dart's going to come to play in this game as he should, right? I mean, he's going to be motivated. Maybe you get Cam Scadaboo on the Jumbotron waving. I mean, this is a beat-up Niner defense. But, fellas, the Niners still have Christian McCaffrey. They still have George Kittle. The Giants' number one corner in this game is Deontay Banks. Their number two corner in this game... is a guy who wasn't on the team 8 days ago. Their number 3 corner in the game is a guy who wasn't on the team on Sunday. The outside zone reads and Kyle Shanahan calling this game. The Eagles couldn't run the ball all year before last week. Giants will hang around because they're going to score some points. But this gets me cursing on Evan's camera at the end, written all over it. Niners 27-24, game-winning field goal at the gun. They cover the 2.5.
I'd like to compare my toys for a second. Buzz Lightyear of Sean Morash and my Woody of Tommy Lugauer.
He is your just, Woody, huh?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Did I get it wrong or something?
Evan, boy, back-to-back Halloweens with some really provocative jokes by Evan.
I'll let that hang out there.
I don't even know what the joke is.
This will be my legacy in life of being, you know, your Woody, Evan, as in the Woody of Toy Story, you know.
My Woody of Toy Story. Look, I never remember once, and you could say a lot of things about Tommy Lugauer. I mean, you could say a lot of things about him. He doesn't put his hand in his pocket. He cut that horribly mean wrestling promo after the Celtic game. But let me tell you something about my friend Tommy Lugauer. I'm going to put you over now, Tommy. Never once has he complained about where seats are located. Mm. When we went to Nick Celtics in Boston and we sat upstairs, never once did Tommy say, I have to squint my eyes. You know what he said, Sean? He said, what? I got to tell you, Evan, these seats are great. When we were upstairs in Philadelphia, Nick Sixers in the Liberty Lab or whatever the hell they called that place, Tommy never once said, we're at the top of the building. I can barely see. He said, hey, great seats, Ev. So for all his deficiencies, he never whined and complained about the view the way you have numerous times. I'd say you've complained 6 or 7 times this week. My Woody of Tommy Lugauer.
What do you want me to tell you? I'm guilty. Look, do you think people that have tasted the finest wines the world has to offer ever go back and go, you know what I want right now? A Rolling Rock. No. I mean, you've had the taste of the fine wines. You want to keep drinking the fine wines. I've had the taste of good seats, and now I got to climb my ass all the way upstairs on Sunday. I'll be appreciative. I'll love the view. I'll admit it after the game. It was a great view. But I got to be honest with you. As I head it to Sunday, it's my biggest negative.
And then this is why I'm Woody, because I realize I'm a toy, and Sean thinks he's a space ranger. Bro, you're not in those suites without Tiki. What, you think they're inviting you? No one's inviting you there. So realize what you are in life. You're not a space ranger. You're a toy. All right?
But
just like I am.
But think about this. this, Tommy. So, yes. And I want you to be honest. I will not get mad for your honest answer. I
sure.
promise you.
Yeah, you got it.
When I take you to Madison Square Garden, and I have for a playoff game,
yes,
Knicks
you have.
Lost that day.
They did.
Were those seats, in your opinion, better and more enjoyable to watch the basketball game than the closer seats you sat in at a playoff game this past year with one of our loyal listeners? Which seat was better, Tommy?
Your seats. But I also love the seats of our loyal listeners, too, though. But I also don't complain about seats. But yours is better.
No, no. And you're not... I don't want you to put them down, and they don't take it that way.
You know,
it's
people think
that...
I'm a schnorrer, and I'm just taking all these, you know, free stuff. But I appreciate the seats.
But you're also calling it like it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think Sean yet appreciates that. We're sitting, for anyone just tuning in, we're in the upper deck. Yeah, at MetLife Stadium. We're fifth row, which is really the first row. 50-yard line. Yeah. That is an amazing seat. That is the best seat to watch a freaking football game, in my opinion, in that entire building.
Fifth and you are going to be deck.
Fifth yeah. row in the third deck. That's right, Tiki.
Fifth row, third deck.
Mm. It's the know, best man. Seat in the house.
You got that middle level with that sick club that extends in between quarters. You pop it in, you get a meatball sandwich, your 50-yard line there. Those are nice. Those are nice.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll ditch you, and instead I'll pick up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ozzy in Woodridge and say, Oz, you want to go to the Giants game. What's up, Ozzy?
Hey, don't sleep on a nice ice-cold rolling rock there, Shawnee baby. America! Give me a Yangling, too, while you're at it, baby.
Yeah,
you need something with alcohol.
Champagne or your fine wine. But happy Halloween, fellas. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too.
Halloween to me is a complete waste of time. I can't stand it.
Go ahead, Ozzy. Sorry, dog needed to get that opinion.
And you'll be just fine. Just pop a couple gummies and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
But I agree with that caller that scolded you guys yesterday about you guys fawning over Sydney Sweeney. She's a 6'7" at best.
That's what you wanted to say?
Oh, man.
By the way, it was not about, and the fawning was really going on, I think mostly by Tommy and a caller, to be fair. It was not Tiki. It was not myself. I don't even think it was Sean, because Tommy and the caller both said they would leave their wives, no question asked, for Sydney Sweeney. No one was talking about her looks. It was more, do you think she's a good actress? And the answer is clearly no. She's not a good actress. I think we all agree with that. Though Tiki made me watch the trailer for Voyeurs.
Oh. And, I did too last night.
That's a rabbit hole you don't come out of.
No.
And
you end up saying, I got to watch the show.
It was interesting. I'll say that.
Thank you, SNY, for joining us. As always, coming up next, Baseball Night in New York, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Why, did you watch Voyeurs last night, Sean?
All right, so if we're being transparent here, there was an intermission in Rangers Oilers. The football game got out of hand. And I said, Tiki mentioned that Voyeurs. What's this? And I saw somebody mention it on Twitter. I made a mistake I should never have made in life. I searched Sydney Sweeney Voyeurs on Reddit. Yeah, there's no coming out of that hole. Ooh. I mean, that is, there's some graphic content on there. That's all I'll say. And I realize that's a show I'm in on, starting after the World Series.
So Sean's rooting for the Dodgers to lose tonight. So yeah, Saturday night will be all cleared out for him.
Who needs Oklahoma, Tennessee when you got that?
Right. Got my weekend content ready.
John is calling from Massbeth. What's going on, John?
Oh, I forgot I was on hold.
Sorry about that. We made you wait a while. My apologies.
My bad. What's up?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, two things. The plane flying over, $2,300? That's pretty cheap. So that means only $186,000 to fly one over Yankee Stadium every home game next year. I might take out a little withdrawal on my 401k.
And what would your message be? Would you simply fire Cashman?
You,
would that be
you,
it?
You think it would be, but Evan... I got to talk to you about something, all right?
Go ahead.
I'm a diehard Niners fan, and like I heard earlier, your record is undefeated at Giants games.
Yeah.
What do I got to do for you to wake up at around 6, 7 in the morning and not feel good and not be able to go to the game?
Here's the problem, John. There's nothing you could do. I have committed to it. I've got my wife to be okay with it. And once I make a commitment, I'm in. Like, they would have to, I'd be rolled into that stadium if I wasn't feeling well.
And the problem, John, is he wants to experience the Giant fan at a game that they think that they can win.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, it wasn't even that they want to, it wasn't, honestly, Tika, it wasn't about a game they could win. I think it worked out that way.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was, because I haven't been to a Giant game in a long time, my thought was to experience it with Sean, number one. I think that's enjoyable. And number two, the Jets needed to be on a bye. So the Jets are on a bye week, which cleared out my Sunday. And so it was like, oh, this works out well. 1 o'clock against the San Francisco 49ers. And I can't wait to go. Plus, the other thing was, when I went to the Jet game a few weeks ago, as ugly as that game was, they lost to Carolina 13-6. It reminded me how much I enjoy the experience. I do think there is something really cool about being at a football game, especially when you got the all-22s and you can see everything and the weather is at least decent. I really enjoy the experience. I know a lot of people are kind of turned off by going to games, whether it's the traffic or the prices or the inconvenience, and I get it. I can't go to every game, but it's an enjoyable experience to be in the mix. And so I look forward to that. So unfortunately for John and all the Niner fans, I'm sorry. I'm going to bring my Giants luck to MetLife Stadium, and there's really nothing you can do about it.
I'm down on John and Massbeth. Niner fan? You can't be that big a Yankee fan, hoot and holler, and not be a Giant or Jet fan. I mean, I take some of his New York credit away.
I do want to remind you, because John and Massbeth reminded me, I said something on the air 2 days ago, and we are going to own this. I said, as soon as the baseball season is over, we will present our realistic Mets and Yankees offseason plans. Now, we do know the baseball season will either end tonight or tomorrow. Obviously, football Monday. We won't bother with that on Monday. But on Tuesday or Wednesday, I expect everybody ready with their realistic plans. And all I'll say is, I finished my Yankee plan, and it is going to blow your minds. I'll leave it at that. Blow your minds. It's realistic, so it's nothing like, oh, I'm just going to buy everybody. No, you got to be realistic. But I think it's something no one's thought of yet. And I think you'll be intrigued by it. Hence, blow one's mind.
Tread carefully, Evan.
Woody of Tommy Lugauer. I don't know why that needed to be played, but thank you for that, Rosie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.